Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health. Brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. The Fountain of Youth. You can go back to writings 5 centuries before the birth of Christ to read reports of pools in which your youth is restored just by drinking from them or bathing in them. In 1513, Ponce de Leon traveled to what we know of today as Florida in the hopes of finding the Fountain of Youth. Of course, he didn't find it, and nobody has, because there isn't one, except in legends. Like it or not, aging and death are inevitable in this world. That goes back to the sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve. They disobeyed God in their period of probation, and that brought sin into the world, and as the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. Not only death, but the whole dying process. Now, the eternal penalty of sin is taken away in the person and work of Jesus. Well, I guess we could say that he's the true fountain of youth. He declared, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And there Jesus was speaking about the Holy Spirit, who fills every believer in Jesus Christ, giving each one a down payment of eternal life. But even believers in Jesus Christ who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit still age and die. And that's true of everyone, Christian or non-Christian, until Jesus returns from heaven and brings in new heavens and new earth. Only then, in that eternally blessed place, will there be no more aging and no more death. But this side of that new world, there are things you can do that make you feel younger and look younger regardless of your age. And you can do them without heavy, not to mention expensive, injections of Botox. Probably the greatest contributor to early aging is stress. And we live in a culture of unrelenting stress, especially here in the metropolitan New York area. Commute, stop-and-go traffic with lots of crazy drivers and road rage, work schedules, deadlines, inter-office rivalries, arguments, the pings, beeps, rings, and alerts from your phone, pressures at home, and on and on and on and on. Stress causes your body's hormones to surge, especially adrenaline and cortisol. That makes your blood pressure rise, your heart beat faster, and your body go into overdrive to resist the stress. So no wonder stressed people look so old. Relaxation, de-stressing, if you will, is so important, folks. People use yoga and meditation techniques to help. I recommend you just take some time every morning to read the Bible. It is the Word of God. To pray, and perhaps to get a little walk when you just admire God's wonderful work in creation, being still and knowing that God is God, will go a long way to relieving stress and its aging effects. I've seen it in senior saints, if you will, who have a peace and a serenity and a beauty that comes from resting in the Lord and His grace. That's the first thing you want to do as part of looking and feeling young. Rest in the Lord Jesus and His grace. Now, exercise is also important, and of course, exercise also helps to relieve stress. A 10-minute brisk walk per day, just 10 minutes, can help you lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease by up to 40%. Now, regular exercise, even moderate exercise, will help keep your muscles toned, build healthy bones, boost your mood, get those endorphins pumping, and help you with mental clarity. So run, walk, swim, hike, bike, dance, do what you enjoy. But please, folks, get off the couch and exercise if you want to feel and look younger. Hydration also helps you to look and feel younger. Drink 6 to 8 big glasses of water per day, and remember, start off with about 16 ounces once you get up in the morning to rehydrate, and add some lemon, lime, or cucumber to liven the flavor. That also adds vitamin C. It's interesting, as you see how often senior citizen centers have water dispensers containing lemon, lime, or cucumbers, and there's a reason for that at senior citizen centers. Brain exercises, sometimes called mental aerobics, do for the brain what physical exercise does for the body. Crossword puzzles, Sudoku, word games, learning a new language, all these can help your mind stay young and agile. And one of the most important, passion. You see, we're meant to be passionate people because we're made in the image of a passionate God. And passion is, interestingly, passion has been called one of the most powerful drugs. Passion. Cultivating the passion of your marriage, including sexual intimacy, that keeps you feeling young. Keeping the romance in your marriage not only boosts your own self-esteem, but also the self-esteem of your spouse. It fuels your immune system, and it improves your heart health. Folks, what other passions do you have? See, you can know by what helps you get up in the morning. Work, music, hobbies, athletics, carpentry, art. Cultivate your passion. I mean, really enjoy it, and you will look, and you will feel, and you will act younger. And as you imagine, there's lots of nutritional things that can help you feel younger, whatever your age. That's part of being wise with your health. So that's what we're going to be exploring on today's edition of HealthWise, feeling and looking younger, whatever your age. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there in their fascinating nutrition department, you will meet fascinating nutritional consultant Rachel. And she's going to help us all feel and look younger, regardless of our ages. You're invited to call the program with your questions. You can call in and speak with Rachel, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. You can even text your questions. Put that number under HealthWise. Here's the number to text your questions, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. And you can text your nutrition questions to that number anytime you want, actually, and we will pass those questions on to Rachel. But for now, welcome again, Rachel of 110 Pharmacy. How are things with you today?
Oh, good, Bill. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. It'll even be better when in a little while my wife and I will be visiting you at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical.
Looking younger than ever, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, especially after we get the things that are on our large list. Hey, Rachel, talk to us about super fruits and the way they can help us look and feel younger, regardless of our age.
Interestingly, I have a friend who, let's call her a foodie, and she married, she married a chef. So she's often talking to me about superfoods. He does vegan chef stuff and whatever. I get a lot of, you know, outside stimulus makes me do, you know, investigation. So the thing that we're looking for in our superfoods, I'm going to give you a little list, and some of them are not so unusual, but we're looking for orac.
Orac.
I love orac.
Spell that one for us. Sounds like
I wrote it down.
Okay.
Oxygen, radical, absorbance, capacity.
Wow.
In other words, how much antioxidant ability that superfruit or super vegetable might have.
Say it again. I'm writing it down here.
O-R-A-C, ORAC, is oxygen radical absorbance capacity. Oxygen radicals we've talked about before together are the bad things that are floating around our bloodstream. We want to keep them down.
The antioxidants
are very scientific, but I think it's enough.
Antioxidants are the Pac-Man.
They are.
You've become famous for that metaphor that you used.
True.
Okay. All right. So I got it. ORAC.
I want to win that game. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay. Anyway, tell us about your ORACs.
And I think that the other thing I wanted to say, so we're talking about, you know, the superfoods. Let's talk about superfoods. And they're really, really good for you. And we all are really concerned about how good something is for you. But I like the fact that a lot of these things goji berries, which we'll talk a little bit more about if you like. Wild blueberries, dark chocolate. It's third on the list.
Wow.
Pecans, artichokes, elderberries. I love elderberries. Kidney beans and cranberries. These are all things that I personally, and not one of those things is something that I hate.
Wow.
You know, I wish I ate more fish. I do supplement with a fish oil. You know, I hate when the list is all things like, you know, like squid. I sound like, yeah. I really, that's not going to work for me as a superfood. And these are all wonderful things from
is
the earth.
Is squid a superfood? No, is squid a superfood?
No.
Oh, all right, okay.
But I think it is very good for something else. Like, yeah. It's good to lose weight with fish and stuff like that, you know, the high protein, super low fat, and you get the omegas. No, thanks.
All right. Will you talk to us about your ORAC?
I mean, some of us are going to do what we're going to do, right? But anyway, our high ORAC antioxidant foods all taste great. I don't know if you've ever had goji berries. I like them dried, lightly dried. They don't have to be, like, totally desiccated. They're also okay when you have them fresh. They're really delicious. And one of the things that's not on any list, and I'm a little surprised, is acai or acai. You can even say acai if you like, whatever. You know, there's a bunch of places opening up around the country, I guess, called acai bowl. And they make this delicious kind of fruit salad featuring a lot of acai berries and other things, gojis and other good things, so that you can kind of get a delicious treat, a meal, all vegetarian, and really boost your immune system and also the ability to fight off the negative effects of aging. And the thing I wanted to say about this is it's not so much that, you know, aging is not a curse, it's a privilege.
Yeah.
But what we want to do is we want to do it gracefully.
Yeah.
I love the term aging gracefully. That's a great
And
that's a great,
you know, idea. We talk about quality of life. I mean, that is an important thing. You
100%.
Can age and be sick all the time.
Right.
Rachel, when I was doing my research on goji berries, now, and you've got to get them from Tibet. I mean, are there non-Tibetan goji berries? I don't know enough about goji berries.
I bet they'll be making some in California pretty soon.
No.
They're pretty good.
Okay. But Rachel, are these are the reports that I've gotten, and these aren't flaky things.
No.
They have 500 times more vitamin by weight than an orange. They've got the antioxidants, iron, amino acids, 18 of them, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, vitamins 1, vitamin B1, B2, B6, E. They stimulate the release of human growth hormones, improve sleep, help you look younger, reduce fat, improve memory, boost libido, strengthen immune system. Rachel, is that all true of these goji berries?
I don't know how much serious you know, blind studies and things like that have been done by, like, Oxford University is one that I always like. They're so serious there. But there have been a lot of studies done on them, maybe not as formal, but they do seem to show remarkable results.
Really?
So, and also, I mean, here's the thing. They definitely have a lot of vitamin C. And anytime you take in a food source of vitamin C that's really strong, all of the things you just listed are improved.
And how do you sell, I bias this because they're on our list for today, how do you sell goji berries at 110 Pharmacy?
I sell them as a capsule
because
I don't carry a lot of food.
Okay.
I have in the past sold them as bags of dried goji berries. And you can use them like craisins, or you can use them like raisins. You can put them into your baking, and you can put them in a salad. You can also put them into your oatmeal. I like them on cereal. They're very tasty. They actually taste great. There's like a not bitter, like a tartness, a slight tartness.
Like a cranberry, wonderful. I guess, right?
A little bit like a milder, less zingy cranberry, yeah.
And Rachel, what about pomegranates and pomegranate
love
juice?
Love pomegranate juice.
Yeah, I forgot whether that was in your list, but that's another one that helps us look younger and feel younger.
Makes you look younger, makes you feel younger, helps your skin to be much healthier. Almost all the very red fruits and vegetables are very, very good for your skin. That's just a correlation that's an ongoing thing studied in science.
Red cherries,
too,
I would imagine.
The fruits and vegetables
are
very, very good for your skin and help you to resist sun damage, help you to repair sun damage, keep your cells, you know, healthier. Really amazing stuff. That and a little niacinamide, and we can all survive the sun.
Yeah.
I think pomegranate also has another important function, and I've sold it for this for a long time. Whether it's juice, the pure juice is difficult. You can't put sugar in it. You kind of ruin some of it if you put a lot of sugar in it. So that you can mix the juice into like some water, dilute it. It can be very bitter. It can be very hard for people to swallow, literally. It's almost got an alum-like quality. So, but it's super good for you, fantastic. Obviously, most of us know about urinary tract and kidney health. Fantastic for the health of men's prostates.
Fascinating.
That's one thing I don't have to worry about, but that's something that all men should be concerned about. And as a nutritional consultant, I've made it my business to find out things that are healthy for the prostate, and pomegranate comes up over and over again. It lowers the numbers that are of toxicity, and it's fantastic, fantastic for the prostate.
And
that's a big problem with men as they age.
And, Rachel, when I read that the pomegranates protect the skin from some forms of ultraviolet radiant, that's for ingesting it or by putting it on your skin like a sunscreen?
Yeah, I would say ingesting. It's a better way to go.
Okay. This is fascinating, folks. We're dealing with looking and feeling younger, a vast field. We're just scratched the surface with Rachel, but let's hear a little bit more about 110 Pharmacy. We'll be right back. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Your host, Bill Shisko, here with you. Rachel is our guest. She's helping us to feel and look younger, regardless of our ages. If you'd like to call with a question, 631-955-5400, or you can text your questions anytime, 516-367-0391. Put that under HealthWise, 516-367-0391. Rachel, good fats help us to feel better and look better. Talk to us about good fats.
Most of them are delicious. So that just makes me look and feel younger. But the really healthy ones don't make you too fat either, so that's even better.
You better tell us what the good ones are, though.
The good ones are especially avocado. Fresh avocado is fantastic. It tastes really good when it's ripe. And it has a particular type of fat that is well utilized in the skin and also in the brain. So the brain lives on fat. If anyone ever calls you a fathead, say thank you. And it lives on fat. You must have the correct amount of fat in your diet. It doesn't have to be a huge amount, but it needs to be healthy, well-utilized fat. And avocado is one of the perfect sources, vegetarian source of fat, very easily utilized. And then there's coconut oil. Everyone loves coconut oil. It's hugely popular right now. I recommend a little on a daily basis. Fantastic for your brain. There are some people who claim that if you ingest the correct amounts of it on a daily, you will not get Alzheimer's disease. And that's not my claim. That is something that you can read about online if you like. And I do recommend reading about it. And I also recommend not taking too much of it. Coconut oil is intense. There's a lot of cholesterol. And if you have problems with cholesterol, you need to monitor your intake. Also, it can upset your stomach if you do this 3 or 4 tablespoons a day. No one can really have that much oil.
Yeah.
And I love flax oil. Flax oil from flax seeds, fantastic for you in so many ways, especially good for your skin and regularity, just fantastic. Also has some hormone balancing effects. There's been some talk about flax lately
we've mentioned
phytoestrogenic, but it's that's negligible. It's fantastic for your body.
Yeah, Rachel, this is something what Margaret and I were discussing this morning because we're big pecan fans.
They're a fantastic antioxidant. They're right up there on the major list.
But you always read about walnuts. I mean, are walnuts significantly
walnuts have
better?
A different effect. Walnuts specifically, and they don't make it onto every list. It's not the ORAC. It's not the ORAC. But they have a particular type of bitter oil, it's called, that is found to help fight the onset of cancer.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, they are. Walnuts are an acquired taste. They do have.
I love them with chocolate.
Taste. Yeah, of course, we're always mentioning, too, the omega-3s. And when you're at 110 Pharmacy, chat with Rachel because there's different qualities of those. Rachel, we come up with green tea again.
Yeah.
Green tea, and you make you feel better and look better? Really?
Absolutely. Well, we've talked about it many times. I mean, it's a fantastic antioxidant. It has some things that help us to burn fat. There's a great deal of research in, let's call it, in the health community. Let's say the health community. About reduced caloric intake and keeping your weight down, extending your life.
Mm-hmm.
So the skinnier you are, the longer you live is the idea. And in a healthy way, we don't want to be emaciated, we don't want to be anorexic, we want to eat healthy foods, we want to keep our calorie content low, and we want to process fat as quickly as we can. That means keeping the liver healthy, keeping everything moving along. And green tea is the EGCG, which is short for a couple of words, actually. They're way too much for me to remember. But EGCG will help you to process fat more effectively.
Yeah, okay.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, the green tea types. I also read that it helps block the internal signaling network linked to the progress of cancer.
Yes, there you go. It's similar to the walnut stuff.
Yeah.
And yes, and there's a lot of research being done on that, and I have at least 3 customers who are utilizing, we talked about it last week, matcha tea for that purpose. They are recovering from cancer and treatment for cancer, and part of that recovery involves matcha.
Yeah. What about supplements? Rachel, point us to where 110 Pharmacy supplements that help us feel younger, look younger.
Well, one of the things I think that I don't want to overlook it entirely is, you know, like antioxidants are important, hydration is super important, and thank you for talking about that. And I'm going to say something about exercise right before we get off, but. If I can,
sure.
If you'll allow. But I really think that we have to look at the fact that our hormone levels become out of whack and diminished. It's natural. We don't want to fight it too much, and we don't want to. I certainly don't want to, you know, change back after I've gone through the change of life. It's not interesting to me. But I do think that a particular hormone, DHEA, there's a lot of talk about DHEA. A lot of people know about it. It is a non-gender-specific hormone. And it is also called the mother hormone. It triggers the cascade of hormone function throughout the body. It's very important. You might want to get a blood test if you are thinking about taking it. It's also called the youth hormone. Anyone can use it, men or women. There can be some side effects. women can grow a little bit of excess facial hair sometimes. Usually that passes, or you just need to lower the dose. If you think about it, young women usually are the ones who have that problem, so there you go. Actually, all women have that problem as they age, but whatever. You know, you need to look at DHEA, I think, to keep yourself youthful. I know that when I started taking just the right amount, after experimenting a little bit and talking to nutritional consultants like myself and also medical professionals, I felt tremendously better.
And that is available.
Feel better and things like that.
The DHEA, that is available at 110 Pharmacy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I have it from a lot of great companies. I like Life Extension. I'm always pushing them.
Okay.
And look, Life Extension is perfect for today's discussion. I would say that also their magazine is something great to look at. Really good.
Now, Rach, you got about a minute left. Talk about supplements and other things for the skin. And you said you wanted to mention something about exercise.
I just want to say about exercise. I'm going to talk about a particular type of cream and also a supplement. Same thing, but not the exact same thing. One goes on, one goes in. I think the kind of exercise we do, and you talked about some great forms of exercise, and I don't want people to hurt themselves. We want to look at exercise that lengthens, strengthens, and increases graceful movement. So, and that can be the easy one that everyone thinks of right away is yoga. That's great. Yoga's fantastic, and I love it, but it's not for everyone. Or maybe you want to mix it up with things like Pilates. And there are various different posture exercises. You can just put in posture exercises on the internet, and you'll get a whole bunch of them. And swimming, immersing oneself in regular water, seawater especially. You don't need a fountain of youth, but and getting a little exercise by swimming and even doing water aerobics or whatever, fantastic for you. So good, and you absorb magnesium and potassium from the water. It's just fantastic.
And you have other thing, creams, Rachel?
I do.
You do, okay.
Vitamin C, alpha lipoic, and DMAE, which is actually derived from fish oil, and it helps with brain the focus of your mind. And you can take all three of those things together in a supplement, and you can also get a cream or a serum that contains them. And if you take it internally, it will help to control your sugar levels. It will help you to focus. It helps the brain to be healthier. And it makes your skin better because it keeps the sugar stuff down. And when you put it on the skin, it seems to have a very strong firming effect without any kind of, like, it's not like one of those stiffening things you put on when you wash your face, it falls into the sink. It really has a therapeutic effect on the skin. A very famous doctor, Dr. Perricone, has a whole line of cosmetics on that. I don't sell that. It's way too expensive for my customers, but he does make great stuff, and he has great books about the subject.
All right.
Vitamin C, alpha lipoic, DMA, fantastic.
Excellent. Hey, Rachel, thanks so much. Wow, what a roller coaster ride. We're just about out of time here. We've got this is 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, has brought you the program. Visit them. Tell them you heard them on WLIE 540. You got a 20% discount on everything you buy in the departments there other than the pharmacy itself. If you want to call in your order, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. You'll get a 20% discount there, too. Mention WLIE 540. Next week, more on the vast world, living wisely in the body that God's given you. See you next week on the radio, 1 p.m., for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.